Okay, well, hello, Gone Wild Audio. It is Liz Obeys again, doing part two of the twak. Yes, another rousing rendition of the twak. Part two. I'm actually not drinking tonight, and I don't know if I'm gonna be as funny. Was I funny yesterday? But apparently I was very relaxed. I'm usually pretty relaxed anyway. I'm a fairly laid-back, chill person. I probably will clear my throat a couple times because I am a little sick. But we're gonna fucking do it anyway. I'm a little hyper tonight, so we'll see how this goes. Okay, let's just dive right into it then. Shall we? Once again, I have not read through these, and I have, not wrote anything down. So this would be a grand old time. Okay. So, number one. Some GWA members listen to audio posts while at work. Have you ever listened while driving? Where else do you listen? Okay. So, I don't listen when I'm at work. I don't listen while driving. I don't really get out of my room much. I'm kind of a hermit. So I really technically only listen when I'm in my room and at home. I think the one time I did listen to something, and I wasn't at home. I was at a friend's house, and she was asleep, and I went into her bathroom, and I did some stuff. I was horny, okay? What else was I supposed to do? I couldn't have just, like, not done anything. What kind of fun is that? My friend, she fucking sleeps all the time. Like, oh hey, you wanna come over? I'll stay at your house for a week. She sleeps every fucking day until, like, midnight, and then wakes up, and then is up till, like, 6 in the morning. It's not okay with me. That's not my sleeping schedule. Anyway, sorry. But I guess technically, depending on my job, I probably would listen at work, but I'd get all blushy and, like, nervous. Oh, I don't know how well that would go. While driving, I don't listen to. I'd have to have headphones in or on, and that scares me while driving. I wouldn't do that. That's scary. Okay, number two. Have you ever ended sex because it was so bad? Tell us about your worst sex partner, why it was so bad, and what you did about it. I've never ended sex because it was so bad. sorry. I have had pretty bad sex, though. The worst sex partner was probably, my older brother's friend. And part of that was because he was really, like, nervous and jumpy because, he was at my house when he wasn't supposed to be, and I was living with my parents, and it was basically like, I was 18 at the time, he was 27, and he's been friends with my older brother since they were kids, and needless to say, if anyone, including my brother and my parents, had found out about what we were doing, they would have killed me, and they would have probably killed him, and we didn't want that. so yeah, I mean, but anyway, part of that was because he was jumpy, and, like, he kept thinking that he heard car doors and, like, doors opening and whatnot, whatever. It just wasn't good. Like, he didn't do anything special. Like, he just, it was in and out. Just didn't even take my shirt off. Like, I think he ate me out a little bit. And that wasn't too bad. But it just wasn't memorable. But it wasn't, like, bad enough to where I felt like I had to stop it. So, it just wasn't very good. I kind of regret doing it, to be honest. But, I mean, memories. If I hadn't have done it, I couldn't tell you about this story right now. So there you go. Okay, number three. If you accidentally find a very attractive person masturbating, or two very attractive people having sex, and there's no chance of you being seen, would you masturbate while you watch them? How long would you watch? Oh god. Like, just walk up on a person, like, masturbating, or, like, two people fucking? I mean, it's never happened to me. Am I looking in the wrong places? I don't know. Would I? If I walked in on someone masturbating and they were very attractive, and if I had the chance, I probably would masturbate while I watched them. As for, like, a couple having sex, probably not. I mean, I don't know. I just don't think I would, but watching someone masturbating probably would. I feel like does this happen often to people? I haven't listened to many other talks, so has this happened to you people? Is this a thing that happens? Am I not looking in the right places? How long would I watch? I guess if I was masturbating, probably enough to finish. I mean, I wouldn't want them to catch me watching. Just like, you know, there was a chance some other stuff could go on, but, I mean, or until they finish, I guess. One of those. Okay. Number four, have you ever had a kissing cousin? If not, do you have any relatives that you would fuck if they were not related? Oh god. I'm getting personal. I'm getting really personal with this. No, I don't find any of my cousins attractive, and I've never done anything with any cousins. I did have a sex dream about my cousin one time, but I don't even find him attractive. Like, he's weird. He's like a fucking gangster, wannabe gangster. No. Actually, this is gonna sound really fucking bad, but we're all weirdos here. I'm just gonna fucking say it. I have an older brother, and he's a half-brother. And he's pretty good looking. I mean, he always has been. Like, my friends have always been like, wow, your brother's fucking hot. But, I mean, I don't think I would fuck him. But he's good looking. I would not be in his league if that were the case. He's very attractive. Okay, we're gonna end that question because that got really uncomfortable. No, that's... Okay. Number five. Have you ever talked to a GWA recording? For example, blah, 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 blah. Do you nod your head or otherwise answer them while you are touching yourself? I tend to do that sometimes. Like, if it's like a daddy recording or something, and they're like, have you been a bad little girl or something? I'll probably, like, act all coy and, like, nod my head to myself. I don't know. It's kind of fun. I don't know if other people do that, but, yeah. I mean, I've talked back to recordings. I've made a couple response recordings to some people. I mean, yeah, I do, if I am able to, sometimes. It just depends, I guess. It's kind of fun to do. I would like to think other people did that when they listen to my recordings. I think that'd be fun. I'd like to hear that. Okay, number 6. When you are checking out someone, where do your eyes go first, second, and third? Checking someone out. Well, obviously to the face first, I think. Depending on how close they are, I guess. Sometimes I look at hair, because hair will probably tell me a little bit about that person, surprisingly. I know that sounds really stupid, but, I mean, I look at their face first. Face, and then, what they're wearing. I know this all seems like really superficial. I don't know how to check people out. I guess like face, clothes, and obviously like sexy parts like ass or tits or something. Sometimes I look at a guy's junk. I try not to dwell there too long. I don't want to get caught looking at some guy's junk. That would be very awkward. Okay. That was a really shitty answer. I'm sorry about that. Number 7. Have you ever had a professional give you a lap dance? How exciting was it? Were you hard or wet? If you haven't had one, is it something you would like to have? I haven't. Would I like to? I don't know. I mean, I don't really like the idea of a dancer dude waving his dick all up in my face. Like, I just imagine, like, a guy, like, whipping it out and airplaning it right around my face. That does not sound pleasant to me. I keep giggling about it, though. I mean, if the guy was hot, I think it would be kind of fun, like, but only if it was, like a bachelorette party or something. I don't think I would ever actually, like, pay or, you know, do something like that. A lady, maybe. I bet that'd be hot. Ladies dancing is pretty hot. But still, I don't think I'd, like, pay for it or, like, go to, like, a club and get a lap dance or something. I don't think so. I can't get the image of a guy just, like, this airplaning. Why am I saying airplaning? It's helicopter. Just, I realized I've been saying airplaning. Just helicoptering his dick right in around your face. That doesn't sound pleasant to me. I mean, don't get me wrong. I like dick in my face. You don't like it helicoptering around my face. Okay. Alright. These are going by a lot faster. Surprisingly, since these are supposed to be, like, harder. But there is only 10 of them. Okay. 3-part question about age and sex. So we're gonna do these separately. A. How many years older than you is too old to have sex with them? My cutoff age is 30, typically. Like to have sex with. Unless they're very attractive. If a guy is over 30 and he's just undeniably sexy, I have to. There's like, I'd give him a chance. Have I done it with anyone that old? No. I had the opportunity to be friends, kind of like fuck buddies with this 30-year-old. He was hot. He had, like, neck tattoos and, like, beard and glasses. He was cool. But I chose not to. Because I'm bad at, general conversations. And I didn't really know how to, I don't know. Okay. B. How many years younger than you is too young? Okay, well, because of my age, I'd say probably 18. I mean, that's like the general consent age. I think it's typically 17 in a lot of places, but, I have done stuff with someone who was a little younger, and, I have to say probably legal age of, like, 17 or 18, typically, yeah, that's the youngest I've actually, I don't think I've done anybody, oh, wait there, okay, we're just gonna leave it at that, okay, C, in the United States, the age of consent is generally 18, but in many countries, the age of consent is 16. Do you feel that you had the maturity at 16 years old to make good decisions about sex, especially with someone 21 or older? Why or why not? I definitely don't think at 16 I was happy about, like, I was definitely pressured at that age to start getting into sexual things, and I experimented, like, with other people, but I made sure, I'm kind of old-fashioned, and I decided that I wasn't going to, lose my virginity until I found someone that I really loved and cared about, and, you know, someone that I hoped I wouldn't regret it with. So back then, probably not. Especially with someone older, they'd probably end up taking advantage of me. And I would have felt really bad with myself. But I'm happy I waited. I lost my virginity at 18, and I don't regret it. So, I mean, there's that. It definitely wasn't a great time, though. It was kind of shitty. So, yeah. But, no, I don't think I would have been mature enough to handle that at the time. I don't think so. Okay, sorry. I had to, record, or fucking record. What is life? I had to charge my phone because it decided to almost die on me, and we only have two more questions, so I think I can finish it before that time. Okay. Where were we? Number 9. Is there a sex position or kind of sex, for example, see anal sex, that you told yourself you would never do / enjoy, but ended up doing it anyway? What was it, and did you enjoy it? I don't think there's a certain position. For things like anal sex, I try to make myself like anal sex. I just can't. It hurts. I don't like it. I don't know. I just kind of deal with it. Whatever. But it's not a favorite thing. Sometimes the idea of it is okay, but I don't like it. I guess that's kind of something that's, like, reverse. Something I thought I would enjoy that I didn't. I think rough sex. Like, really rough sex. I think I always was like, no, I really want it to be really romantic and really gentle. But now I'm like, nope, do it harder. I mean, I don't know why. It's just really fun. It's fun. It's hot. I like having rough sex. I mean, the romantic, gentle stuff is still good. It's always good. There's more. Not more, but there's a lot of passion in it. And I really like that. I love, the biggest thing is obviously passion. Passion with the person you're doing stuff with. I can't do one night stands for that specific reason. So, I mean, I guess I can't really say that. I don't know. I just like having a connection with that person, if that makes any sense. Yeah, that's all I gotta say on that one. I don't think I have anything else. Yeah. Number 10. Have you ever stolen a boyfriend or girlfriend from someone, or found yourself inappropriately attracted and flirting with the significant other of a close friend? None of my friends in high school really ever had luck in dating. There was my friend. We were really close. We ended up dating a couple times. He was really cool. We were like best friends at the time. And actually, the funny thing is, we dated. I don't think that's what you could call it when you're in fourth grade, but we air quote dated in fourth grade, and like everyone wanted to date him. Like a couple of my friends in fourth grade really wanted to date him, and like I just got so mad because one of my other friends like really wanted to be with him, and I was like, no, I don't want you to be with him. I want to be with him. And finally, I was like, you know what? You can fucking have him. I mean, obviously, I didn't say fucking because I was fourth grader, but I was like, you know what? You can have him. Because a dude I had a crush on a lot was like, oh, I want to be with you. So I was like, okay, drop everything. I'll be with you now. Anyway, fourth grade logic. So, later on, in high school, he came out as bi, and then came out as gay, and then, he dated this freshman when we were juniors, and, I don't know why, but his boyfriend was just the cutest thing I'd ever seen. He was so, like, innocent, and, like, so cute. He's a cute little ginger. And he just, ooh, he was so cute. I couldn't help it. I mean, I don't think I would have ever done anything with him, obviously, because I think he was full-on gay. And he was partially very flamboyant. But he was so cute. I couldn't help it. Like, I don't know why. But then, like, they dated for, I think, 2 more years after that. And as, obviously, as the boyfriend got older, he got more mature, and he got taller, and he got more broad, and, I just remember thinking, holy crap, why does he keep getting hotter? It was bad, like, and the thing was, like, in high school, I don't know if anyone else experienced this in high school, but, like, there's a lot of, like, sexual frustration in high school. Like, you do all this stupid shit, like, you fucking tease each other, you flirt with each other, like, nonstop. And, like, we were pretty bad in high school. We, like, bit people, like, on their necks, and, like, pulled hair, and, like, stuck hands in people's pants. I don't know. We were just very sexually frustrated high schoolers. But anyway, there was a time in choir class where it was me and another friend that was a grade older than me, and I don't know. Grades might not add up to the story, but, give me a break. there was, one of my other friends, we just liked flirting all the time, like, me and her together, and then with him, our friend's boyfriend, and he was wearing some, like, basketball shorts, and we, like, slid her hand up his pants in choir one time, and I wasn't involved in this. I had no say in this. I did nothing of the sort. My hand was not in his pants. I had nothing to do with this. But she decided that she wanted to touch his junk in his pants in the middle of class. I, once again, was not involved in this. But yeah. Sorry, I went off on a little tangent about high school. My bad. None of my friends really ever, you know, dated anyone much, so I haven't really had the chance, I guess. So yeah. that is the end of the questions. I feel like these took probably longer than they should have, but yet we're still a fairly good time compared to part one of the talk that lasted 40 minutes. I also noticed that I call it twalk, and other people call it, like, talk, like, you know, have a talk or something, and that's good. Like, I immediately looked at twalk, and I was like, how the fuck do you pronounce this? Like, I don't even understand. So, I went with twalk. Anyway, I was thinking that it kind of sounds like I have a New York accent, like a really thick, heavy New York or, like, Jersey accent. I'm not sure which one it is, but, I gotta talk to you about something. You wanna go have a little talk? Twalk? Oh, no, it sounds more like a Boston accent, like Mark Wahlberg. We gonna go have a talk? We gonna have a talk? Hey, buddy, I need to talk to you. Okay, I'm done. I'm sorry. I love doing accents. They're my favorite things to do in the world. And now I'm just rambling because I don't want to stop talking. I like talking to you guys, even though, you know, you just reply back in comments. It's fun. It's fun to talk to people. I don't get to talk to people a whole lot. So, like, talking on here is the best way I can convey that. But, okay, I'm gonna end it, because if not, I'm gonna end up twalking for another, like, 20 minutes about completely nothing. If you guys want, I can do the Proust Q&A, because I haven't done that yet, and I've been thinking about it, but I don't really want to do, like, you know, 3 Q&As or, like, questionnaires in a row. I feel like that's kind of a cop-out. But lately I haven't been feeling like making sexy audio. And it's almost a certain time of the month. So, maybe. We'll see. I'll definitely do something. I guess let me know if you want me to do the Proust Q&A. I'll probably do it anyway. I don't give a shit. If you don't want to hear it, don't listen to it. yeah. So that's it for me. I hope you enjoyed part two. And I'm sorry that I was not drinking this time, but I think this time was probably sillier than the first one. So I hope you enjoyed. And let me know what you thought down there in the comments. Okay, anyway, I'll talk to you guys later.